This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. There are emotional journeys and physical journeys where you may end up far from home during a global pandemic. The Chicago band Whitney has been doing all of the above, and now they're taking me on a much smaller trip in their car around their near Northwest Side neighborhood as they prepare to launch the album they created during all that traveling.
Oh, damn, it's gonna be hot in here for a minute, too.
Okay. Whitney is led by Julian Ehrlich and Max Kakasic. Julian plays drums and is the lead singer, like one of his heroes, the band's Levon Helm. He's from Oregon but moved here to join Smith Westerns, where he met Max. Max plays guitar. He grew up in Chicago's North Center neighborhood and greeted me in August at the pair's Ukrainian Village apartment in a tie-dyed T-shirt. When Smith Westerns broke up in 2014, the roommates formed a new group, spent a month at the Kakasic family cabin in Wisconsin, and created Whitney's first album, Light Upon the Lake. It was an indie hit, as was the single, No Woman. Their second album, Forever Turned Around, was followed by Candid, a collection of covers. Then in early 2020, Ehrlich was getting over a romantic breakup and moved back to Portland, Oregon. Kakasic was close behind. He was hoping to dodge the end of another brutal Chicago winter.
I moved out there March 14th of 2020, and that evening we were planning on seeing a basketball game, the Portland Trailblazers play, and they shut down the NBA, like, on my flight. I got to Portland, and they were like, the game's not happening, and a couple days later, it's like, you're not going home, and I ended up being there for a year and a half.
So, with everything shutting down, Julian and Max and the rest of Whitney decided to hunker down and get to work. They wanted a more direct sound. Somehow, that involved going to the hardware store and buying a disco light.
It was one of those things, like, from an outside perspective, it seems like we're having a lonely party.
During this lonely party, the guys in Whitney experienced losses like so many of us in the early days of the pandemic, including the COVID-related death of Kakasic's grandfather at the end of 2020.
Everyone wasn't sure about traveling at that time, and it was just one of those things that I kind of had to come back for. He had a flip phone and then went to the hospital, and then we couldn't really FaceTime him or anything, you know. We went through all of the processes that are all slowed and distant.
You can hear them struggle with death in the songs on Spark, like Terminal and Memory. Julian points to the glimmers of hope in Blue and Real Love.
And Real Love was very much written, like, May 2021, when, like, the whole city was coming back. Still, you know, in the lyrics, there's a bit of, like, apprehension and paranoia and sort of, like, dealing with anxiety and stuff. But in the sound, you know, it's meant to be, like, played in a car with a giant subwoofer.
And that brings us back to the car. When the duo moved back to Chicago last summer, they demoed their new songs by driving up and down Ashland Avenue.
Why did you decide to get in the car and just listen to the tracks while you were making them?
I think it was like, at least like after making Real Love, it was just like, we were so, both so happy to be back in Chicago. And we always like to, like, when we finish writing a song and when we like kind of do our rough mix of the demo, it's like, we want to test it out in every possible scenario.
They poured 2 years of heartache into a propulsive new album, Spark. They've managed to remain friends, roommates, and bandmates, even while moving halfway across the country and back. And now, at the end of this month, Julian and Max are packing up a tour bus. They're planning live shows around the U.S. and Europe before returning to Chicago just before Christmas. This is WBEZ.